Good evening, everyone. Good evening. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. And who are you? You have tuned into Radiance by Design, which is a show all about you, is us learning to consciously use our energy to actually be a contributor everywhere you go and to contribute to your own health and your own transformation. I like to start off doing a meditation. I love to take your calls, and hopefully with my guides and angels and my own abilities, after many years of doing this stuff, help you shift your energy where you've maybe snagged yourself on a pothole of past behavior, and that would keep your radiance lower and kind of more dense. So tune in with me. What I want to talk about tonight is energy and empathy. And I'm quite fascinated lately by oneness, and we all hear that. You know, I was sort of chatting with Bob recently, always chatting with Bob, who's my wonderful partner, who's our sound techie guy here tonight and most nights. And we were talking about how oneness is something that's spoken about, and we've all heard it, and in the metaphysical world, it's a term, we are one. It's tossed around really easily. But deep down inside, I'm a little bit of a researching Dickens, and I want to know exactly what that means. Now, I make up things, and I get various metaphorical images from different sources, but I think I'm beginning to catch on. Are you? So I wanted to talk about how the Diksha, or oneness blessings, and the Vedanta, the Bhagavad Gita, and ancient texts and tomes of Hindu or Indian lore and so on have led us into understanding that we are one, and that also at this time in the history of the planet, we're all experiencing this great prediction of the Mayan calendar saying, oh my God, 2012 is the end of it all. And to me, there are many other philosophies that talk about the movement of consciousness in and around our collective. And we talk about universal downloads of energy, and we talk about updrafts of speeding energy, and some people say all of that's nonsense. But my intuitive self has known for a long time that there's some swashbuckling energy changes moving through our universe, and we are so minuscule as they move that we can't really perceive that on a logical level. So to me, it only comes on an intuitive level. And sometimes when I read books and pull together these pieces about, for example, the Diksha, the oneness movement, oneness blessings, and the Mayan calendar stuff, and the convergence, and the harmonic convergence, and, you know, all of these different things, I begin to really get it, what oneness really is, that we are one, and the source energy that we all share. We're all different expressions of the one, or we could call it creator spirit, or the spirit of creation, or that unfolding infinite possibility of divinity that runs through us all. I'm not preaching religion here, but I am preaching that there's a spiritual light in everything, and that light is unfolding like mad. And I really believe that the Mayan, the shift in the Mayan calendar is because the Mayans knew how to describe, in their calendar, they knew how to describe the flows of consciousness as they came through our species and then as they changed and so on. And what's coming up now is making a huge change, for example, that you and I are learning to create our reality. We've had the what the bleep, we've had the secret. To me, that's like the updrafts of these changes that are moving through all of us individually. And some are marketing it a little faster than others. And as that moves through us, we're examples of catching the wave or absorbing these higher levels of consciousness that are coming through. And I really think that, to me anyway, 2012, and I don't believe it's going to happen bing-bong in 2012. I think it's already happening and will continue to happen for quite a while. But the ability to create our reality and the ability to perceive life with the witness of our own subjective consciousness and all of that is going to make it kind of impossible to stick to the relationship to time and space the way it has been done in our past. Even children are saying, oh my gosh, isn't everything moving fast? Don't you find that time goes by really fast? And there are more and more people who are having disasters at the same time as there's more and more people having miracles, and that people are literally creating their way out of deep, deep problems and deep traumas, whether the traumas are health or financial, whatever. I've been praying a lot to be able to experience the multidimensionality in the moment consciously, and I believe that's beginning to happen more and more. I've been a psychic for many, many years, so I've seen things probably all my life, but not always able to decode them. But for the last 25 or more years, I've been making my living doing that. But I've noticed lately that I'm much more able, and this is not just about me, this is about a lot of you as well, much more able to be attuned to different dimensions in the moment, certain periods. And I've often said, I make a joke, and this sounds really glib and cheeky, but everything is love, and I've often said, my favorite song is, I want to know what love is, because what is it really? What is it? Do I understand it? And lately, it's been really amazing how much love I feel moving through the collective, how much love and the updrafts of love are coming through me, and not only me, in a number of people, that there is a consciousness shift going on. And going back to source energy or oneness or so on, I'm watching and feeling in a really turbulent time of revelations, I'm watching and feeling that rising tide of awakening as it's going on through many individuals. I don't know what's happening in your world. So I want to launch from there, and I'm hoping you're going to call in and tell us, or we'll work it out together. From there, I wanted to say the energy, you know this, we have all seen Avatar, if not a million other movies lately, and I saw a Twilight Zone from the 50s in which a child was almost killed by a car accident and a woman started doing energy on her and she got healed personality-wise as well as physical. So this is not new stuff, energy, but the amount of involvement in doing energy is quite new. In the Western world, it's moving like wildfire, whereas in the Eastern world, they've been using it for centuries and centuries and centuries, haven't they? But as we move the energy through consciously, or as more and more people wake up to the fact that we are energy vehicles, we're beings who are energy first, and we download into our physical second, as beings like Dwal Kool will say, everything, including your appearance, shows what your karma is, and that's the energy that's already there in your own essence and so on. And then it shapes how you look, how you act, how your personality is, and how. And if you can get hold of that energy, or perhaps move in and out of the physical, and that's moving in with your etheric, or moving out of the third dimension, you can go and resolve glitches in your energy, go back in and change the style of who you are, whether it's your illness or whether it's your physical or whatever. Some of us aren't as adept at that as we're going to be. But that's part of the updrafts and the more rapid flow of energy, which like Tinkerbell's, remember in Disneyland, Tinkerbell's wand, she goes ding, and we waken in all of our cells to being able to use this kind of energy information to take charge of our reality and to learn to create our reality. And the other thing I want to talk about is empathy, and that you and I can be sitting together on a bus or something, we don't know each other or whatever, and you can have a sadness, a deep sadness, and maybe I've had a deep sadness, but it's lurking way down deep in my first or second chakra, and it's not a conscious thing. I can start picking up speed, magnetize your sadness, and become absolutely permeable with whatever you're radiating. And that empathy, if you look at it on a mass level, that empathy spreads around, and then you have a, well, let's make it up here. We'll say, okay, we'll stretch it and say, okay, in America you have a collective depression. And that could be a feeling of not getting very far, or for whatever reason, a lot of people are on antidepressants. But I believe this, that we could actually empathize that from one another. Now, the other side of that is that by the same token, we can pull up in ourselves a consciousness, for example, of the sadness that you and I shared on the bus. We can pull that up into our awareness, and we can command total release of it, and we can literally emanate a higher, more positive, more possible energy, and that person, you sitting beside me on the bus, will also pick up frequency and speed. And I believe that that empathy is going faster and faster around the world right now with these downloads of consciousness that are coming to us. What do you think about that? So I'm saying let's consciously use energy and consciously use empathy and consciously pay attention to where we're being perked or awakened by these shifting frequencies. So it's a scary time in some ways, but it's also, what is it? This is the best of times and the worst of times. I was reading on truthout.org, which comes on my computer. A lot of you get it, I'm sure. And they had that quote, it's the best of times and the worst of times. And I hadn't realized it's from Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. And his description, which was about a pretty hefty paragraph long, could have been of today. So maybe that dichotomy or that polarity has been, that duality has been going on since man amassed in forms of what he called society. I don't know. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to do energy tonight. We're going to talk to you about what's going on in your world. Let's talk about empathy, too, and how it can absolutely drown your spirit at times when you take on somebody else's feeling. If you go to an antique store and you sit in an old chair, maybe the chair is 150 years old, you can sit in there and absolutely, I mean, if you really surrender yourself, you can absolutely look like the person that used to own the chair, especially if the person had a weighty disposition and you just took on their moods. So I remember when I was quite young and we rented a car. This is a gross, cover your ears if you're under 21, okay? So we rented a car. It was a rent-a-wreck, my husband and I, and we were, I guess, broke and trying to get somewhere, and we rented the car, and I hopped into the driver's seat, and immediately I became totally sexually aroused. And I laughed and laughed because I knew what the problem was, is it wasn't, the timing for me wasn't exactly like that, but it was whoever had been in the car before me, and it was a rent-a-wreck, must have gone off and had a good old time in that car. That's just an example of how, you know, sometimes it's difficult to find out who is really you and who was somebody else's experience before you or beside you or around you or whatever. So let's have some fun tonight with energy, energy changing, and empathy. With your calls, I'm really looking forward to your calls. My friend Deb O'Connor isn't going to be on tonight, but if you'd like, I'll send you her. Now, I should have put it out with my little flyer. I'll send you her Tuning and Turning. She has a wonderful, very poetic description of what's going on right now in the dance between Pluto and Uranus, which is digging up the deep, way down deep in all of us. And then Uranus, of course, very like my description at the beginning, only different metaphors and analogies, is Uranus is going to bring in the inventive part or the sudden chaos or the absolute creative part of feeling rather devastated by becoming aware of perhaps some of your own hidden issues. I think it's, what's her name? Oh, Adele's got a wonderful song called Rolling in the Deep, and she likens it to some of the lyrics in that song, for those of you who know that one. Okay, let's do our meditation. That was a long preamble tonight. are you ready to close your eyes? Remember, unless you're doing a unicycle ride on the side of a cliff. Close your eyes. And call in the presence. We should be calling in the presence a lot because, man, there's some great downloads and we're all surrounded by these amazing levels of consciousness. Now, above your head, about 2 miles, find there a golden ball. Create it. Shine it up. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. Let's drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. Yeah. And now, remember this part? Drop from the upper golden ball to about waist height, a four-sided pyramid. Maybe it's 40 or 60 feet out from your waist, the base. And then upside down to meet it, point to point at the base, is another pyramid, four-sided pyramid, and its lowest point goes right into the lower golden ball. And inside of that, nudging the inside edges of your octahedron, because now it's an eight-sided figure, you have a crystal ball. Now, your energy changes a lot with the crystal ball, doesn't it? It becomes more of a feminine energy. It's softer. It's more soothing. Look at the colors of that. And inside that, there you are in a star tetrahedron, which is like a three-dimensional Star of David. And you're inside of it, and as you are, you're going to spin and spin and spin. It's your Merkaba, or your Star of David, however you want to put it. But you're arranging your energy fields, and you're getting stronger about empowering the use of your own energy. And take a look in front of you. You have a magic screen there. And on the first little movie on that magical screen, there you are becoming what it is you want to become. And as I've said before, I always ask to become multidimensional. In the moment, consciously. You don't have to do what I do. You can do whatever you aspire to in this life. I see myself becoming more and more multidimensional. Good. And then when you get to whatever it is you want to become, see yourself smiling, enjoying it, being grateful, and wrap that in light, and move to the next screen. And on the next screen, you're doing a movie of what it is you want to create. I've been working on a television series, and it's kind of slow going, but I'll still put it up there. See myself speeding up and being very successful about creating a little television series. And see it amusing, fun, rich in description. All the resources I need to create this come to me from all directions. And as it works successfully and people are enjoying it and finding it effective in their lives, I see all the resources coming to maintain its existence in the world so it continues serving. And when I feel really good about that, wrap it in light. And then let's move to the next movie, which is of the Galactic Healing Center. Now remember, I want to back up for a minute. When I said my own television series, you might be creating home and family, you might be creating a business. It doesn't matter. Just choose what you want to create and feel, see, and know all the resources and people coming to help you with that. And again, when you see it functioning, see the resources that can keep it continuing, coming easily and effortlessly. And now you move to the Galactic Healing Center, our next screen. And the Galactic Healing Center is a wonderful healing place, and you have a team of beings from other dimensions all around the table, a healing table. And then you're the first person to come in and lie on that table. I always like to jump on the table. I'm excited. And as you lie there, they might tell you, these beings of different dimensions and consciousness who love you, they might tell you what it is you need to have done, or you might ask them. And then let's watch and see what they do. Excellent. Excellent. And feel the energy that they supply. Moving round and round and round your body. And ask for some advice, because they very often have something to tell you about what you're doing. Okay? And when you feel like there's a resonance within you about something really amazing that's going to happen, or some healing that you've been praying for, wrap that in light and move the whole scenario to the right. Let our magical multidimensional team replicate themselves around a fresh healing table. Now, who do you bring in this time? Okay. Who are you bringing in? Okay, I'm bringing in a lady. I don't even know her this time. She's older, she's a little bit heavy, and she has a very sore leg and is, I see. She has a health problem which is gathering rapidly in her system. She has little kind of funny lumps growing just under her skin in certain parts of her body. I'm not sure what that is. And I'm seeing in her belly area there's also a huge constriction. I don't need to go ahead and diagnose all of this stuff. They're just showing where her densities are holding back. And she's developing, I don't know what this is, somebody suggested it might be a toxic metal poison from something. But in any case, what it is, it's growing like little beads underneath her skin, and it hurts like mad. There's a suggestion it might be in around some of her organs as well. So we're asking this healing team to work with her, please. They love us so much. And now they're working with her. And once again, they're showing me what they often show, which is they're pulling out subconscious, meaning they're pulling things out of the belly and out of the base chakra, the basal ganglion, actually. And they're pulling things out of the brain in the form of energy. Yeah. And you know what's interesting? They're saying that this woman, at some deep level, hates herself. And you know, that isn't as rare as it might sound. They're saying she despises herself at some level. So they're surging a love through her. And they're pulling things, the programming out of the brain, also the chest, and as I said before, the lower two chakras. And there seems to be an ease coming up in her. Maybe she'll phone into the show a little later and tell us how she feels, and we'd like to see that energy just absolutely be infused in her. You know, and absolutely take over the DNA, cellular structure. Excellent. And then let's move it over to the side and let that energy keep stewing. And let's do another one. We're going to do, a little one. This is a little girl who recently, all of a sudden, out of the blue, had a seizure. And it was quite, she's three, and they don't know what's wrong with her brain. There's some difficult situation in there. So let's just put her on the table and have them working our team, which replicates itself, have them working on her brain pattern. Now, in this case, it looks like it's something to do with her soul's journey. Okay, so they're pulling out. It's odd. It's like she's a very old soul at a certain level, so the team is working away with her soul commitment. Because what the soul wants is to get the wisdom from the experience. But it doesn't have to suffer. That's what the guides are saying right now. We don't have to suffer all the time. We have to get the wisdom. So they're unhooking a certain commitment that she's had to suffering so she can have the wisdom. I don't quite understand it, but she can have the wisdom without as much resistance and as much agony. And they're pulling something out of her brain as well, just like a little filament of light that's lodged in one of her lobes here. That's right. And again, they're infusing her with love. Let's move her to the right. And let's bring in our political picture. Now, because of these health issues that we just brought in, let's bring in the healthcare system in this country this time. Let's bring in the whole healthcare system. Yes. And let's bring in as many, let's ask our team to bring in as many levels of consciousness as they have, that they have available tonight or in this moment. And have them wrap themselves around this table, surrounding all these beings that have a great deal to do with the inequities that lead to our healthcare system. That's right. And let's infuse. You see, one of the things that I think a lot of us know is going to happen with the consciousness shift and with 2012, if all's going well, we're going to become a species that really caretakes itself and loves and nurtures itself and really helps one another instead of just stealing from one another, or if I've got it, you don't, neither, that kind of thing. Now, maybe not everybody's going to go in that direction, but I think that is a groundswell. So let's go back into the healthcare system and see an infusion of harmonious light. I always like to use that really radiant salmony pink light and have it come in and surge through the people. Surge through all the people that are involved in setting up the health care for all, universal health care. And just see it surging through them, waking them up. We'll call this the Diksha or the Oneness Movement on BBS Radio. And just infuse all of these beings with the kind of bright energy that can help them awaken to their amazing infinite potential. Because holy mackerel, I don't think we have any idea what our potential is. We can be amazing and be in consciousness with all of our dimensions at once. My goodness, what big beings we'd be. So let's see that beautiful salmony pink light going up through all these individuals. And then let's see it going to Mr. Obama. That's it. And let's just really restore some of the deeper energy in him. Because I think he's just being, defrocked over and over again. It seems pretty hard for him to do very much in this system. What do you think? We can talk about that if you like. Okay, now let's take that salmony pink light and bring it down through through your hands, now down through the top of your head, down through your neck, down your arms, down into your heart and out your hands. And hands direct that amazing harmonizing healing light to any of the hot spots on the planet where people are in pain, where people are suffering loss, where people are very, very sick, where there's power and greed, where the earth has been absolutely trashed. And let's just keep flooding the various parts of the earth with our love light. And just pack it on and have it go round and round and round our planet. Round and round and round the planet. Until it rolls back round to you and comes back up through your hands, up your arms, into your heart, into your shoulders, into your neck, into your head, and shoots back up into the great central sun. Pops back down and floods you so you can reach forward and close off the galactic healing center. You can step in this room with me. I would love to talk to you. Oh, I forgot we're supposed to spin in our star tetrahedron at the end of that. Spin and spin and spin. Whenever I do that, I feel kind of dizzy. Do you? Good work. And now come back into the room with me. And if you'd like, I'd love you to phone in and talk about what's going on in your world. There is so much tumultuous stuff going on. You know, what did we hear? Bank of America's releasing 30,000 people, and there's corruption here and corruption there. And I guess the banks are going to court over so many of the global swindles that went on. I'm not very adept at what's going on in the news. I pick it up from Bob, who's very adept at it. But what's going on in your world? What's scaring you? What is thrilling you? Let's see here. I'm just taking a look around at some of you people. Yeah, there's a big fear out there. Some of you are really afraid about jobs, and I see kind of a fractured sense. There is no such thing as security these days, is there? Unless you look at it differently, because I see some of you looking at jobs or being in your jobs and feeling the kind of edginess of not knowing two things. One is what it is you really think you should do as your sole purpose, and the other one is how are you going to stabilize yourself in this world that's sort of spinning and snorting and falling apart, and nobody knows what's what, whether it's the weather or the stock market, which is being jimmied about. We'll have to get Linda Sherman on to talk to us about derivatives and how the stock market should have been taking charge of itself since the huge big crash. She was always pretty vehement about all that, wasn't she? Hi, you're on the air, and I'm glad. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. It's Beth.
Hi, Beth. How you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Good.
I started exercising.
Good.
And it's interesting because like tonight I was going for a walk and people were walking by me and looking at me like, who's that? Who's that? I was like,
oh, that's neat.
Positive energy.
Hmm. You have a nice light. You have a nice light in yourself tonight.
Yeah, I feel it actually. My question to you is, I guess I'm a little anxious, but I'm trying not to be because I auditioned for a pretty big role, a really big role. And I guess my question is, you know, if I got it or not.
Well, I want to say two things. One is, I hate to say this on global radio, but I'm going to say it anyway, okay? But one is, I don't think you got that role, but you have something right up against it that is very good for you coming up. And so if it's like, I want to say no, but there's something right on its tail that's for you. I know.
Is it film in New York?
What's that?
Was it film in New York?
You know, it might. It's a kind of a business affiliate. Does this make any sense? It looks like it's sort of affiliated to what you auditioned for. Only it's got also a business component. Does that make sense to you?
Not really.
Well, it doesn't to me either, but that's what I'm seeing. And when you said New York, it does look like you'll travel for it. And you like it. It's going to stand you in good stead and introduce you to a little bank of people who lead you to even further things. So you look like you're getting some kind of a breakthrough. May not be what you thought you wanted, but it's something that has more longevity and more of an ability to lead you somewhere, to help you create more of a we talked about security is so hard to do these days, but it's going to give you more security.
Okay, that would be great. The big thing that I auditioned for is a series regular, and it's just in New York. So I was like, oh, maybe. But that's not it, huh?
No, do you know any of the people that are in that?
No. But it's the same people that did Entourage.
Well, honey, I think you've got a big opportunity coming up, and I don't think it's that one, but I think it's right up against that one, and I don't know what that means. It's in the same time zone. It's in the same, but it's really good for you. It's more secure.
More secure. Okay.
And you want that. I mean, you're ready for that. You're very talented. You're really good at business, Beth.
Yeah.
There's something that you have which is almost, I guess I'll call it a confidence about business.
Yeah, I would say I do. Yeah.
Well, somebody's going to tap that talent in you, and that'll be pretty soon. So then you have to call in and tell us, okay?
Okay, thanks.
And should happen soon. Thanks for your call.
Yay, okay, thank you.
Bye, Beth.
Bye.
So that was a pretty brave question of Beth to ask on Global Radio. Don't you think you want to hear whether or not you're going to get your audition? Oh, dear, what a question for me to answer. Now, I want to look at some other people out there. I see several of you shaking about your jobs. Now, there's one of you, you've been at this job for a long while, and even though you've complained about it, you're terrified of losing it, but you're going to be losing it. So it's like, so I want you to look at your jobs, those of you who are working in the corporate world, or maybe it's a smaller corporation. And if you've been complaining about it, talk about creating your reality. That job is going to close against you, meaning you don't stay there any longer. But keep your sights very, very strong. If you complain about a job, please keep framing in your mind what it is you would rather do or how you would rather do it. Because this person I'm seeing looks very shattered, and yet I look behind her and I see that this other job that's better for her is right behind her, and she moves up a notch to go to it, and it will surprise her. So that's a good one. Now, there's one over here who is being squeezed out, partly because she's older. She's only in her 50s, but she's being squeezed out by a company that's being reckless about how it's handling its employees. And I want to say, if you feel that kind of, talk about energy and talk about empathy. If you're at work and you feel that that squeeze is going on, it's really important to A, trust yourself, and B, start to re-itemize in your heart and soul. You might start on a piece of paper first, exactly what experiences you want to have at your work and what it is you want to do. One of the things that's really, really important here is commitment to change, because one of the things about this woman is that she's feeling squeezed out, but one of the things that she is being squeezed out for is that she's radiating. Remember, we talked about radiating energy. She's radiating out a resistance to change. So she's holding tight to her, in quotes, security. And what she's emanating is kind of a fear thing. It makes other people very uncomfortable. So what are they doing? They're kind of squeezing her out. Because remember, this is a time of very rapid change. We want the downloads that are universal coming through. But if we try and hang on to the way things have been just so that we'll be secure, guess what? It'll be ripped out of your hands. It's not going to work that way. So, my friend, if that's you, you're in your 50s and you're so scared that you're getting squeezed out, that you're emanating a really fearful energy, pay attention, go inside, do some rapid panting through the nose, do some breathing, and start asking to feel. Call in the higher and ask to feel the pulse of change through your body, mind, and ask to feel the new possibilities. Ask to feel ways of balancing and flowing with the changes. Because by the same token as this one is afraid and radiating her fear, she has in her psyche, in her mind, in her consciousness, the ability to come up with some really great ideas and make changes along with other people. And it seems like the company has been reorganized and that she actually has it in her to be able to suggest a few things that really the new owners will be very grateful. But nobody's going to know that if she hunkers down behind her fear, and she's going to be squeezed out. So if that's you, pay attention. The other thing about that is when we talked about empathy, it's really scary to be working in an environment where the people around you make you feel insecure. I say make you feel as if you're a victim. But if you don't know you're empathizing with other people, you can be victimized. So one of the old rules of thumb, this is very old, and you've probably heard this a million times, is you call it up in your body and say, I'm so afraid, or I'm really being squeezed out, or I feel so insecure. Ask yourself, is this mine? And if it isn't, it'll kind of dissipate, or it'll expand and you won't feel so trapped by it. And if it's yours, it gets really amped up and then you've got something to work on. Because to steadily radiate those things is going to make all the people around you uncomfortable, or their discomfort is something that you register as your own. Remember the whole thing about oneness. What you want to do is build up the energy and radiate the possibility that's deep within the psyche and the soul of all of us as human beings, especially now when you can catch the waves of change that are coming through. Oh, I know, that doesn't make some of you very confident, because in the waves of change, people are tumbling out of their jobs, aren't they? And yet I see a couple of men over here, I'm seeing you as well-educated. They're probably software people, because you're well-educated and you're in big companies and you're catching the wind of change again and you are really scared. But you have the ability, several of you have the ability. I can see it right now. When you're chewing the fat over coffee or tea or whatever it is you're doing here, maybe some sports or something on break times, you have some really good business ideas. One of you is a little bit heavy, and he's trying to do more physical activity, and the other one, who's kind of scrawny, comes along with him. And they're talking about all these ideas, and I want to say, go for it, you guys. Don't be victimized, because right around you, this is just outside of a big city. I'm not sure if it's California, but I think so. But in any case, right around you, there are inventions, there are new concepts coming up, and you too could join several others as a wave of a rash of entrepreneurial businesses that link with the internet really take hold. I mean, they just sort of go like wildfire. You have that ability. So once again, it's about releasing the fear, calling up, feeling the fear, and releasing it, and letting the conversations and the ideas of yourself and your friend become the source of the empathy of positivity and change. You got some possibilities here. There's a whole little stream of little companies being developed right in the area, right by this great big megalo corporate doodah that you've both been working in. And you guys can catch the wave and move into that. It's very exciting. Now let's see who else we can look at here. We talked about healthcare. Okay. Oh, my. I don't know if I want to get too intense here, because talk about empathy. I can tell you some really intense and hard stories, and a lot of you can feel really pulled down and have less faith and confidence in yourself. But I'm seeing some people who, Oh, let's do this, okay? There's a man who's quite ill, Oh, come on, you guys, phone in. I have to keep working so hard here or what? So there's a man who's quite ill here, and we're going to work with... Oh, I see. No, there's something really interesting here. They think it's his heart, but really it's his intestinal tract. So let's try that. So I want you all to focus, if you will, wrap yourselves in light. We're going to do some energy healing here. Wrap yourselves in light, okay? And now focus in and around the navel area. And ask to feel, ask to feel any blocks in your intestinal area. And then when you do that, notice if it has any impact on your heart, the pumping organ of your heart. Can you feel a connection? So I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. I'm not saying don't take your digitalis or whatever you're taking. I'm saying learn what the connections are in your body. Because this man that I'm seeing who feels so fragile and he can't really breathe and all that, he needs to clear his intestinal tract in order to get his heart healing better, if that makes sense. And I want to say to the people sitting around him and being really tragic, they should check their own intestinal tract too, because of the empathy thing. But I really feel that with a good clearing of his intestinal tract, he would notice, oh, goody, I got a call. He would notice a real shift in the heart. Hello, hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. I haven't talked to you for a while. I'm Joni, Las Vegas.
Hi, Joni. How you doing?
Actually, pretty good. I work at a corporation right now, and we had an old boss come back, and we got a new boss, and another boss was fired right in front of the new boss, along with another boss. And so this guy that has a job now is very paranoid. He's young. He's in his 30s. He's very paranoid and comes off very cocky when he asks us to do things, or like he knows everything that's going on, but he doesn't really. You know, he's still learning. But he's pushed my buttons a few times and some other people, you know, when he gets a I know this and you don't kind of thing, and it's the way he says things, you know, and then he comes off and says, well, you know, I saw that boss get fired, you know, in front of me and all that, like he wants us to feel sorry for him, and he's afraid we're going to go upstairs and say something about him, you know, to our other bosses, which we're not, but we're dealing with somebody that's really insecure and...
I think you're right, he's a little paranoid. But there is, Joni, there
extremely.
Is a squeeze on him. There is some... the higher-ups are looking not only at him. This is a very large corporation, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, because I see that there's the higher-ups, if you want to see it. I see it's behind the scenes, and they're keeping track of who's doing what, and what they want to do is squeeze it so that they can save some more money or something. And he feels the squeeze. Do you like him? Because you know what? He's not a bad person. He just is scared.
Scared to death. Scared to death. But he comes off to us in such a way, he's putting his fear out to us. One of the guys says the way he talks, it just makes you want to slap him, you know? But I think, you know, you want to slap him. But you don't really want to slap him. It's just when you're really going through... a lot of pressure at work. You don't need somebody that's more paranoid standing behind corners trying to see if people are talking about him, to which they are because of the way he comes off. You know, they don't.
It would be really
him.
Good if you.
You
had
know what
the,
I mean?
You're older, aren't you, Joni? You're older than he is.
Oh, yes, I am quite a bit.
Good, because you got a certain amount of status by being older. But it seems like you or someone like you or two of you or something could step across that chasm and say to him, look, are you really scared? Something like something that'll just drop him out of his. Because I think if someone could level with him, if he doesn't change this, he's going to be in a really tight corner shortly. But if someone could level with him in such a way and get him off his shtick, you know, if you're really tense and somebody sees through it, they can get you off it. I mean, he's got that possibility, and you have that possibility to affect him because you're an older woman.
Yeah, yes, I have told him I do understand. You know, I've said, you know, I do understand, and I in no way go to anybody about anything. I don't believe in that. But see, some of my coworkers had gone to higher-ups. That's how our other boss got fired. So he doesn't trust anybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good situation, but I am a metaphysical type person, so I can always put light out, too, to help the situation.
But, honey, you can also tell him metaphysically that, you know, he's creating some of his problems, so let's turn it around and create something together. Because that's possible with him. It's more possible with him than some people because he has that kind of intuitive light in him deep down. Have you seen it?
I do when he's talking to me alone. Otherwise, he walks around in circles like he's like a soldier watching everybody. You know, I have
he's
seen
not
it.
Very happy.
He's what?
He's sure not very happy.
Not at all. I told him he needed to smile a little bit, and, you know, it would help. But he just can't seem to break that fear thing. And, that's what I feel, you know. Being very psychic myself, I don't feel comfortable with it, you know. But I don't take it personally. It's just I feel sorry for him, and so does a couple of my other coworkers, you know, because we wouldn't want him to be walking around on eggshells.
Well,
I can understand where he's coming from.
Throw him in a double tetrahedron and spin him, and I have to go here, you know, Daddy. Why don't you do that? Because he won't know what you did. What's that?
Say that one more time.
Okay, you know when we do the meditation and we use the double tetrahedron, which is a pyramid pointing up and a pyramid pointing down, hitched together, they become a diamond?
Right.
Okay, imagine putting him in one and spinning it and spinning it and spinning it, and imagine putting yourself in one and spinning it. And what happens very often if you do that, the person starts feeling better. There's a whole bunch of little strings between himself, energetic strings between yourself and that person, or between that person and everyone else, that kind of come apart. It's a chance to sort of quasi-individuate, at least for the moment. And sometimes it really makes people, you know, if you're in a grumpy crowd and you do that with various people, they start calming down around you. It's amazing.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's kind of guerrilla work, isn't it?
Yes. I have one more question. I noticed that an awful lot of people have been sick lately, you know, or just suddenly coming down with things like my next-door neighbor, infection in her heart, and then she had a seizure, And I notice people are coming to me more when they need help that are sick.
Oh, that's good.
Because their families aren't
helping
them.
Yeah, that's great. The thing about the people are being sick partly because of the change of seasons, but also because of the change of frequencies. And I have to remind you something that you already know, Joni, is a lot of people are going to choose to leave the planet rather than go through these huge changes in the turmoil. You know, so you have all these reasons for people letting go of the normal way they run their cellular structure and their lymphatics. You have a lot of healing energy. You can help a lot of people.
Well, they come to me, too. You know, it's like this one lady has Alzheimer's, and her daughter's trying to get her money, and she's coming to me to help her. And, you know, it's her, and then there's some other people. It's like, oh, my goodness. I'm not used to that. I'm not used to people coming to me like that, you know, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes, especially when it comes to finances. You know, family members are doing whatever they're doing. So I guess I have to go with it. Just like
yeah, but when you go into the etheric and you use your guides and angels, you can get yourself out of the way fairly well. You know how to do that, right?
Okay. Thank you so much, and you have a lovely evening.
You too, and thanks for calling in, Joni. It was nice to hear from you again.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, stay tuned at the top of the hour for Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. I don't know if the team's going to do the whole show this time, but, oh my gosh, last time we did that download of love just for the last 15 minutes of the show, and it was really wonderful. And, of course, Jackie's always fascinating as she goes through her various growth spurts here. And I'm Veronica Entwistle. Veronica Entwistle, just a sec, I was trying to give you my email. Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com if you'd like to email me. Check in with Paradigm Shifters. Next Tuesday night, we're going to have Barry and Joyce Vassell. They've written a book called Mother's Final Gift, and it's actually tracking the conscious dying process of their 90-year-old mother and how the whole family was involved with the entire, 9-month process. It's a really wonderful book, but just having them talk about conscious dying is really very uplifting. So tune in on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, and I'll see you at the top of the hour if you can hang in. Otherwise, email me. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Keep your radiance strong and high. Clear everybody else's energy and take in a big breath of love. Good night.